Friends, welcome back to the next chapter of Six Sigma, and that is defined phase. In the earlier chapter, I have given you introduction about all these phases, and now I will be focusing on this defined phase. I will tell you how to define the problem. What are the things? What are the tools? Everything, because this first stage is the most important stage in Six Sigma. Here, while fixing the projects, we make lot of mistakes. And so, we should understand this defined phase thoroughly, 100%, without any gap, without any failure. We should completely understand this defined phase, and that's why I am going to go in most details for this particular chapter to introduce to you the defined phase. Defined phase of DMAIC DMAIC process involves identifying the quality characteristics that are critical to quality, critical to customers. See, TQ, what is critical to customer? What are his frustrations? What are his concerns? What are his problems? What are his needs? CTQ, the most important word in this Six Sigma is CTQ. Critical to customer, critical to process. CTQ. It uses CPOC. Like I told you earlier, supplier, input, process, output, customer. CPOC will analyze who is the supplier to the process. What is the input to the process? Because that depends, our output depends on this. Who is the supplier? What is the input? What is the process? What is the process capability? On that, output is coming. Then it goes to the customer. CPOC analysis we will do. Then voice of customer we will understand. Then the steps involved in defined phase are identify the problem, define requirements, define top level 1 processes, create CTQT, set goal, incorporate into the project charter. Earlier I have told you all this. Defining projects is about recognizing problematic areas of the business. In my business, what are the problems? What are my concerns? What are my difficulties? Because I have to run the business also. Not that I am running a social work. I have to run the business. What are my concerns? What are the things on which I am losing my sleep in the night? What are my concerns? Understand that. Subsequently, creating a clear direction for resolving these problematic areas in my business. That also. Warranty returns. Customer is returning my product, saying that the product is no good. I have to pay to him warranty. Then accounts receivable. I am not getting my money in time. Customer must pay me within 80 days, but no payment is coming. Fund flow is very poor. I have to pay to my suppliers upfront, but customers don't pay me in time. Account receivable, product yield. I am supplying 25 parts to the customer, out of which only 20 are okay. Customer says 5 are no good, he returns me these parts. Customer satisfaction is very poor. I am losing my sleep because I don't know how to run my business now. These are the elephant sized concerns of the business. Elephant sized issues of the business. Each of such areas often requires more than one Six Sigma project. Maybe I have to run 5 Six Sigma projects for solving these problems. That's why define is focused on answering questions like, how can I make my customer more competitive? Customer must become more competitive in the market. Because customer also has to run a business. He also has so many competitors. I must improve competitive advantage for the customer. How can I do that? And what is critical to customer's success? Customer must become successful. Then I will become successful. So how can I make customer more successful? The first step to define is to clearly describe the problem and its impact on satisfaction on customers. Satisfaction of stakeholders, that is suppliers, employees, shareholders, and profitability of the business. How can I be more profitable? How can customer be more competitive? How can employees be full of morale? Examples of problems: poor product quality, poor reliability. Quality may be good, but the product is not reliable. It has many breakdowns. Regularly, one breakdown in a month, two breakdowns in 6 months. Customer gets frustrated. He says, your quality is good, but how can I call that quality is good when there is no reliability in this? These are the concerns. Poor liability potential. I have to pay warranty cost. I have to pay compensation claims. Liability. And then poor field service. Whenever I give service to the customer, customer always is unhappy about that. My field service is very poor. I don't have competent people to give service. Our service problems or service procedures or service process is not defined. So, my field service is very poor. Non-user friendly features, late deliveries, disconnected distributors and say dealers. There is no connection between dealers. There is no connection between distributors. And so, there is no communication. Then, late deliveries is the problem because customer is very unhappy because he never gets the parts in time. He never gets information about the deliveries also. So he is unhappy, very unhappy. Non-user friendly features. My service features are not at all user friendly. Customer is very, very unhappy about these features. Errors in order processing. Errors in billing, errors in invoices, accounts receivable. Nobody knows what is happening. Records are very poor, untrained, unmotivated, underpaid employees, unmotivated employees, employees having very low morale is a big problem in the organization. And the management is dictatorial. I have worked in a company where the owner was a dictator. He used to shout every day on every employee. Complete blame fixing was his only problem. So, the employees were frustrated and were leaving one by one, but that owner was not worried about it. During the define phase, customer critical requirements are defined, as I have told you many times. Then project goals and objectives. My project, for example, we have to build a flyover. Then what are the deliverables? What are the goals? For example, the flyover must be ready for opening by end of the December. That is the goal. The cost of the project, that is also can be the goal and objectives, that the flyover should be user friendly. During the define phase, team roles and responsibilities. We have to first create a team. We have to train them as black belts, as green belts, yellow belts and so on. And then we have to fix the responsibility of each and every person. Then, project scope and resources. What is scope? For example, flyover has to happen from Mumbai to Malegaon, a complete flyover. Or it can, it should be from Nasik to Malegaon. Or it should be from middle of the Nasik to middle of the road to Malegaon. What is the scope? And then, what are the resources? How much money is allocated for? How many people are allocated? How much material is allocated for? So, these are the things we have to fix. Process map. I will explain to you what is process map. We have to make a complete process map. Then, CPOC. Who is the supplier? What are the inputs? What is the process? What is the process capability? What is the output of the process? And who is the customer of the process? Then, process in performance baseline. Whatever is the data as on today about that process, which leads to CT, that we have to fix. Noritake Kano sorts the customer requirements into three categories. He is now telling me that customer has these requirements, assumed requirements. Assumed means he, whenever he gives you an order or whenever he comes to your hotel, he assumes something. For example, basic quality. What is basic quality? That in that 5-star hotel, there should be good ambience. There should be absolute cleanliness. There should be good quality food because I am paying so much for that. So, I am assuming that the quality of the food will be good, cleanliness will be good, ambience will be good. But I am assuming that I am not telling that I want good housekeeping, I want good food, that I am not telling. It is assumed that that will give. Then, specified. Then I specify that, look, I want a particular service at 7 o'clock. I want nobody to disturb me at 8 o'clock. Something like that I specify. No disturbance after 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. I want tea without sugar or coffee with sugar. That I specify. Then I want breakfast at 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. That I say specify the requirement. And then expected and more than expectations, the requirement. What I expect as treatment with respect. Whenever I enter the hotel, people smile at me and say, good morning, sir. This is what I expect. Then, promptness in service. Suppose I give a ring. He picks up the phone within 3 rings and comes to me immediately. Then, good communication. And then, free. What is the wow in my service? For example, I was telling earlier that whenever I wanted to see the Niagara from Canada side, they offered me helicopter ride free of cost. That was the something which I never expected, but they gave me. Or they gave me a limousine ride, which is possible in America only for the member of parliament. That they give me, limousine. So, that is the service which I never expected. That was wow for me. Okay. I may not be able to give wow every time. But at least, I must give customer what he expects, what he is expecting. So, Mr. Kano has given me these three requirements. What problem would you like to fix? The define phase is the first phase of the Six Sigma. In this phase, the project team creates project charter. I will create a project charter. I will show you how that charter looks like. In this phase, high level map of the process. Project team begins to understand the needs of the customers of the process. This is a critical phase in which the team outlines the project focus for themselves and the leadership of the organization. He will be led, the process. The project will be led by a leader in this. First, I will make a problem statement. Focus on a problem that impacts the customer. Sometimes the hardest part about being a problem solver is choosing which problem to fix without jumping to solution. very big problem in us is we look at the problem and we jump to conclusion. We say, okay, this can be solved this way, like that. This is completely wrong. Sometimes jumping to solutions is completely wrong thing. Teams usually begin by fixing what bugs them. We, instead of looking at the customer or looking at the big picture of the business, we first take the projects which bug us, our individual problems, problems in our department. For example, absenteeism. For example, scrap or repair in our product. What bugs us, for which we every day get shouting from our boss. Those projects we take. No. Ultimately, the best projects focus on improving customer satisfaction, which I have told you many times. Confirm the problem is a priority and we will have a high impact on our bottom line. High impact on our top line. We must have project, not tiny projects, but projects which will have or definitely have the impact on bottom line. Now, I will tell you something which I call it as situation analysis. I analyze the situation about the problem. What are my on the job concerns? What current concerns involve something going wrong? Either in my business or at customer's end. In any area, people, machinery, sales, distribution, costs, etc., for which you do not know the cause. Something is wrong, but I don't know the cause. What current concerns involve something going wrong in area, people, machinery, sales, distribution, for which you do know the cause, but you need to correct the situation. That also can happen. The first thing, you don't know the cause. Second thing, you know the cause, but you have to correct the situation. And what current concern involves something that is going right, but you think could be improved by some method. On the job concerns, separate the concerns into single manageable attempt. For example, don't say quality is bad. Don't say customer is wrong. Big things you don't say. You say that particular diameter of the nozzle is having lot of big spread. It needs to be controlled. The standard deviation is very high. Like that, you separate the concerns into manageable attempts, which can be resolved by one action, any additional actions necessary to ensure success of the resolution. What I am discussing is a situation analysis. Then, set priority or sequence, seriousness, how serious is the problem, how urgent is the problem, and is the problem growing? For example, customer's need, customer is becoming angry with us, very serious, very urgent, and the problem is growing day after day, hour after hour, the problem is growing. Concern number one, seriousness is 3, urgency is 4. Concern number 2, seriousness is 5, urgency is 6. I am giving marks out of 10. Concern number 3, 4, 8. Concern number 5, 4, 1. Concern number 6, 7, 5. Concern number 7, 2, 6. What is 2, 6? 3 is seriousness, 4 is urgency. That is the first point is seriousness. And then I plot a graph of urgency on the y side, y axis, and seriousness on the x axis. Then I find that this particular 7, 9 is the concern which is having very high urgency, very high seriousness, and it is growing also. Look at that arrow, it is growing. So this is the concern I must address in priority, because it has a very high seriousness of 7, very high urgency of 9, and it is growing. Look at this, 5, 6 is growing. Others are not growing. The concern which is growing, problem is growing, that I must address first. On the job concerns, is this a deviation for which cause is unknown? then problem analysis. Does this concern require us to identify the best course of action? Then decision analysis. You have three options, four options. Then you do the decision analysis. That means you take decision on the merits of the problem. Then does this concern involve a decision which has been made but not implemented? Do the potential problem analysis. That means by taking that decision, what potential problems will come, that you decide. Can this concern be addressed by using just a single process steps? The concerns which have growth potential, high seriousness and urgency must be taken for analysis immediately. Having established the problem, the team creates a problem statement and identified measure that impacts the customer. For example, lead time. Customer wants the parts in 3 months time, newly designed parts. But we are not able to give in 3 months, we are taking 6 months, then we must map our process, how we can definitely produce and supply the parts in 3 months. Lead time and quality. Quality which is much, much higher than our competitors' quality. Our quality is such that customer whatever customer needs are all given and within less cost in quick delivery time. Simply ask, are you trying to make the process go faster? Then severity. This answers the question, how big is the problem? This could reflect things like the percentage of units or with errors of the number of the orders per month, the number of late orders per month. An important first step is to assign a project team leader. We fix a project on the basis of a concern and then we assign a leader. Leader is a person who is able to influence his team, who is able to lead his team to the directives or directions of the problem. Also known as black belt. Who is the black belt? What is the training given to the black belt? That definitely we are going to discuss in later chapters. Black belt, green belt, leadership position, which is called a sponsor or project champion. We'll also see who is the master black belt. But the people in the team will not be ordinary generalist people. They will be trained belts. Six Sigma has a belt system which never was there in the earlier quality management things. Six Sigma has trained experts. Our own people, we train them so that ultimately they become experts. That is the specialty of Six Sigma. Team members can come from different areas of the organization but should all have connection to the project area. For example, a man who is working as a black belt should have some connection in that field. Are there people close to the issue who can spend time working on the issue? Is there someone in the leadership position who would like to see the issue involved, resolved? It is critical to involve the people that work in the process. Black belt, yellow belt, green belt, they are the people working in that process day in and day out. Define the goal by developing a goal statement. Once you select the project, find out what is the goal. Finally, ultimately, where we have to go. Make the goal statement. The goal statement should be direct reflection of the problem statement. For example, if orders are 10% late, then the goal might be to cut that down to 5%. How do we know 10%? We have a data, baseline data, which we have discussed earlier. Baseline data, 10%. Then we have to cut it down to 5%. This statement defines in measurable, time-bound, exactly when the team and project will be considered successful. Of course, this can be adjusted once the root causes are determined during the analyze phase. The team begins with the bird's eye view. They go to the top of the problem. Like a drone, they are able to see the problem. That is the SIPOC, also known as high level process map. Once high level map is called a SIPOC, which stands for suppliers, inputs, process, outputs, and customers. And this is all that SIPOC. Supplier, person or organization that provides input to the process. Who is that? Is he technically competent? Is he happy? Is he experienced? Who is supplying input to my process? What are the inputs? Resource that is added to a process by a supplier. Who is the supplier and what inputs he is giving? Are they good enough? Because my process output depends on these inputs. What is the process? Series of steps. What is the process? Series of steps, series of operations, which take the input and convert that into output, and that is the process, series of steps where an input converts an output, then output, resource that is the result of the process, which goes to customer, and who is the customer? Person, organization that receives the product. So if this has to be okay, then this has to be okay, then this has to be okay, and for that, inputs have to be okay. And for inputs to be okay, the supplier has to be okay. I do the complete SIPOC analysis. Then I know where are the problems. Are the problems in supplier or are the problems there in inputs? Or they are not there in inputs or not there in supplier, but process itself has some problems. Then I get proper output, which I give to my customer, and that is the SIPOC. Then earlier I said about the process map. This is high level process map, more closely aligned with cycle time reduction projects. Value stream map. What is this value stream map? Supplier gives the parts to process A. From process A, it goes to process B. From process B, it goes to process C. From process C, it goes to shipping, then shipping to customer. Customer gives the orders to production control. Production controls converts the orders by weekly order to supplier. Supplier gives the material to process, and so on. So, what is happening in process A? What is the cycle time? What is the cycle time of process B? What is the cycle time of process C? What are the problems in shipping? And then, how do we ship the parts to customer, which is the process for that. So, this is the high level map. This is the lead time. How much time is being taken by process A? 300 seconds. What is the time taken by process B? 45 seconds. Process C? 240 seconds. Like that, we go on. And then, we find out how much time is being taken by this process. So, this is high level map of the process.